This is the Morning Crunchwrap for Friday, March 1st, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Actually, it caught my eye yesterday, but no Crunchwrap yesterday because sometimes life gets in the way of podcasts. Sorry about that. At a Capitol Hill press conference Wednesday opposing the Green New Deal, Representative Paul Gosar, who's a Republican from Arizona, was asked by a young person what he is doing to address climate change. Here was his response, quote, "Unfortunately, you haven't been taught about photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is where plants take carbon dioxide to produce oxygen. That's a problem in today's world. We haven't taught kids exactly what's going on in America and science." Here's the reality check, per Axios science editor Andrew Friedman. The issue isn't photosynthesis. We're putting more carbon dioxide into the air each year than plants, trees, and oceans can suck out. That's what's causing rising global temperatures. Carbon dioxide levels are the highest they've been in at least 800,000 years, and the driving reason is human activity. For the record, in a statement to Axios, Gosar said, and I quote again, "At the press conference, I also stated, as the son of a geologist, our climate has always changed. And if you don't doubt me, dig up some fossils. It will tell you an awful lot about how our climate has changed." Whew, get into all this. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, first of all, it's exhausting dealing with willful ignorance of science and what is happening in the world. Yes, there have been climate changes here and there throughout the course of history. In the past, they were caused by massive volcanic explosions and incidents like that. Now, we know, and scientists have agreed, that the issue is the amount of carbon dioxide that is being created. It's established and agreed upon science. So it is extremely exhausting dealing with willful ignorance of that. That aside, and just in case you're not familiar with Paul Gosar, he is the one from the Michael Cohen hearings on Wednesday who had commissioned the Liar Liar Pants on Fire poster that he had put up on an easel behind him in the house. But climate and science aside, the bigger issue in my mind is the assumption by older people, and Gosar is 60, the assumption that younger people don't know anything. He was asked by a young person, and he immediately talked down to them. That is a huge problem, that assumption that they don't know anything. First of all, it's incredibly dismissive. Young people are coming through school. They actually have a fresher knowledge base of things like science than, say, a 60-year-old guy would have. I know when I was younger, it was incredibly frustrating when I would deal with people who were older who just because of my age assumed I didn't know what I was talking about. Just being older does not make you better informed. It does not necessarily make you smarter. It just means you've been around longer and you have the potential to have more knowledge. It doesn't actually mean you will. It's also incredibly ignorant, because if you're just going to discount people because they are younger, then you're throwing away a potential base of knowledge, or maybe there's a new idea. And the other thing is, it has to stop. You can't just get into a position of power like this. And we saw something similar to this with Dianne Feinstein when young people went to her office to ask her about the Green New Deal. And instead of saying, "We're looking at it, we're looking at other alternatives, there are things about it that will work, there are things about it that we know we're not going to be able to get through Congress because of the way everything is set up," be honest with them. Instead, what ends up happening is you get this condescending, talking down, "You don't know what this is. Here's the problem. People aren't taught this. You don't know this." here's what you don't know. Your job is to listen to people and to deal with their concerns. And I get it. You get a lot of people who are going to demand that you do stuff. And the people that went into Dianne Feinstein's office and said, you need to vote for this. Well, maybe she's not going to vote for it or push it forward. And maybe she's got her reasons. But to be completely dismissive the way she was, and to be and the way Paul Gosar was here, so it's not just a Republican or Democrat thing. It is an issue of older people in power assuming that younger people who aren't in power don't know what they're talking about. Stop that. Or else you won't be in power much longer. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?